5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I'm happy to report rain has officially been removed from the forecast. And so from now right through Sunday, the worst you're going to see is a partly cloudy sky. But for the most part, it's going to be sunny or partly sunny, and the daytime highs, man. I'm talking about just a couple of great days. Daytime highs, 72, 73. Overnight lows, 60. We'll take it. We'll absolutely take it. You know, we wrapped up National Police Week last week. And, of course, as a former cop, it's very important to me. We spent a lot of time talking about that. And we were just chatting with William Burnett, who is doing his best, I think, to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office from the utter abomination it has become over the last 8 years. Mismanagement, a thoroughly unsafe work environment, a thoroughly unsafe jail for the inmates, etc. So, I mean, it's a tough situation that he's in, and they have early voting going on in the city of Richmond right now. The official voting day is going to be June the 17th, and whoever wins that day is going to be the new sheriff. We'll see which way it goes. I mean, I don't know. I think it's really, really the last effort that's going to be possible to even mount to save the sheriff's office. Mike Dickinson joins us every Wednesday. Mike is our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He knows a thing or two. I mean, he actually ran for sheriff a number of years ago. And now he does a lot of work all over the country. He was spending some time out in Chicago, and I wanted him to update us on some stuff out there. Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Anytime for you, Jeff. Anytime.
You are you're a good man. So I know that you spend a lot of time on the road and you're not working 100% in Richmond. But this time out in Chicago that you're working, you put it to pretty good use, right?
Yeah. So every time I'm out and I'm traveling around doing things for work and everything, I like to try to do something locally to learn more. And one of the great things I've been able to do in Chicago is take part in their Citizens Police Academy. I did it in Richmond quite a few years ago, but I wanted to do it in Chicago also. Chicago, you know, one of the top three biggest cities in America, one of the top three biggest police forces in America, one of the oldest, mm-hmm. most historic, and they were at some of the epicenter of all of the riots and the hate aimed at them in 2020 when everyone got mad at law and order in America.
Right, right. So did you learn anything different out there? Anybody say anything or do anything that just sort of rocked you on your heels a little bit?
Well, some of the stuff that I saw that was very interesting, it was a class, and it was about probably 50 or 60 people, and it was a wide, diverse group. You know, Chicago is a very diverse city. There's a lot of Latino population. It's heavy African-American population, and all of these people in this class were there, and they were like, I mean, two of the people I got to know best were elderly African-American women, and they were constantly saying that they wish the police could be more aggressive because they have such a problem with criminals and crime in their communities and gang members, and how these days they don't understand how the police can even do their job with everybody wanting to criticize them and the media lying about them. You know, one of the great things is to really experience what a police officer goes through is to literally walk in their shoes. And they have this thing, the simulator, mm-hmm. where you come up on an event and you have to literally decide within 2 to 3 seconds if you're going to shoot the perpetrator or not, and determine if he has a weapon, if he's a threat or what. And it's literally crazy to think how we've demonized the media. The media in America has demonized the police to be such bad people when they literally have 2 to 3 seconds to decide to live or die. And you know, my instructor in all of this, the instructor for the class, he told us a great story. He's a young 30-something-year-old African-American guy. He had joined the police force and been on the Chicago police force for about 3 years. He was out on patrol one night. He was on his way back to the station, and he's sitting there thinking about, well, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go eat breakfast. I can't wait to go home. He gets a call because someone's having a mental health crisis, as the Democrats, like a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. So he rolls up on it, and he's there, and the guy seemingly is all normal and everything, and then the guy out of nowhere pulls out a knife and proceeds to stab him three times.
Wow.
So three times. And that's literally, you know, we sit here and we criticize the police. Oh, police brutality. Oh, the police are heavy-handed. Well, the police officers, their job is to go home at the end of the night. They have kids to go. They have a wife. They have families to go home to. And just because you want to protect people who are idiots that mean them harm, you can't demonize the police. I mean, this guy, my instructor, you know, he had to not only deal with the medical effects of being stabbed three times, but then the mental health crisis that he suffered from that, and going back out on the field, and now all of a sudden every interaction being like scared, like, what should I do? Should I be ready to shoot, or should I hold back? If I see somebody interacting with another officer, should I be right there ready to go, or should I hold back because someone's got an iPhone recording me and they're going to clip out the part where I give the person every chance to walk away before I have to take force and use force against them?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's never been an easy job. It has gotten more and more difficult. And you're right, everybody has got a cell phone. They're ready to shoot a partial video. They're ready to edit the video they do shoot. It's just crazy. But I'm glad that there are citizens who not only stand with the police, Mike, but take the opportunity to learn more about what they go through and then share those stories. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, our citizen reporter. 543, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.